to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and I want to apologize because last week was literally Monday through Friday. I had to play repeats because of I was just so busy with multiple events and things going on. So thank you for listening. But those of you that emailed me last week, those were pre-recorded shows. But I'm still going to reply to all of your emails, and I'll get your questions answered. So do not worry about that, even though they were repeats. On today's show, I've got two major points that I would like to share with you that changed my life, and I think if you use them, they'll change your life as well. Remember, as always, we're here working on improving our financial IQ. This show is people who simply want more for life, more from life. They want to be able to travel. They want to be able to romance their spouse. They want to drive Ferraris. They want to buy the house, that their dream house. They just want more out of life. Then there's other people that listen to this show who have reached middle age. They wake up on that 35th birthday and they go, 2 times 35 is 70. And they go, holy Toledo, I'm halfway there. And I'm nowhere near where I want to be financially. And so they've decided to do something about it, and that's why they're listening to this show. But for long-time listeners, there's going to be some confusion in the second half of the show based off of what I have said in the past. But bear with me. I'll clear up the confusion before the end of the show. The first part of the show, though, is first half of the show, I want to dedicate it to reinforcing why I've been able to achieve the results that I have. It all comes down to a little thing called self-education. Self-education. None of my success, and I hate to be so brutal, but when I look back at what I've done effectively in my life, none of it came from high school or college. None of it. In fact, what I learned in high school and college led me down a path of misery. All that high school and college do is teach you to go get a job and work for money. That's what they do. There's nothing in those two arenas, educational arenas, about wealth, about leading a exceptional life. It's putting cogs in the machine. And I know that's important. But some of us are different, and we're not satisfied with mediocrity. We're not satisfied with the status quo. We're not satisfied with just getting by, eking by, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, waiting for people to die so we can move up in the company, waiting for people to retire. Waiting for people to get fired so we can move up in the company and get higher pay. I mean, that whole business model is just ridiculous when you say it out loud, isn't it? But how many of you are doing that? Now, this is going to irritate some people. A bunch of you who said you weren't doing that, you are doing that. That's what you're doing. You've got a job. You think you're going to move up and eventually make so much money that you can save and retire, and it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. Go back to the statistic from the U.S. government. 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. 95%. Only 5% of Americans succeed financially. The good news, I've been studying that 5% for 30 years. I know how they think differently. I know what they do differently. And the reason I know it is because of this tip. So here's the tip for the first half of the show. It's this. Read. And when you're done reading, read some more. There's the secret. You know, Jim Rohn put it this way. He said, formal education is there to make you a living. Self-education is there to make you a fortune. See, the wonderful thing about wealthy people is that thousands of them have written books on how they did it. They've shared the ideas. They've shared the principles. They've shared the strategies. They're out there. These books are everywhere. Now, some are better than others. I've read, but I can tell you this, I better say this. I've never read one that I didn't learn something from. Now, having read hundreds of books, wow, probably over 1,000 books. Wow, that's crazy when you think about it. But when you think about 30 years, 10 times 30, yeah, probably not 1,000, but 300 or 400 books, we'll say. It's more than that, but let's just say for safely 300-400 books. There have been books I've read that were identical to other books. And maybe I only got one idea out of that book. But the worst thing that came out of it is it just reinforced my belief that the first book worked and had the right information. Now, some of you have gone, doggone it, I got a problem. I don't like to read. Okay. Yes, that's a problem to a degree. But there's a little thing out there called the internet. And on the internet is a platform called audible.com. And did you know that almost every book I've ever read, there's an audio version? So those of you who are challenged, maybe you're challenged like I am, you're a slow reader, or you don't like to read, don't hide behind that. Go to audible.com, subscribe. It is so awesome. When you pick the book and pay for it, before you can even reach for your phone and open it, that book is on your phone and ready to listen to. It's phenomenal. All right, we'll talk more after the break. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel, romance, and much more. More time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Remember, the phone lines are open. If you've got a question for me about anything to do with building your second stream of income with real estate, whether it's single family, apartments, self-storage, you name it, if you're building a second stream of income with it and it has to do with real estate, I can probably answer your question. The wonderful thing about Total Wealth Academy is that I have mentors that can fill in any blanks in my brain. Meaning you email me a question, I don't know the answer, you got to trust me. I've got a mentor that does. I'll get with them and I'll get back with you. Because no one person knows it all. That's physically, I don't even think one human brain could handle everything that you need to know about taxes, investing, self-assisted. No one is going to handle all that. So no matter what you ask me, I'll get one way or the other. It's 288-557-555-5738. Okay. The thought I left you with was read, and then I wanted to attempt to help the people who aren't big readers right now. Having been consulting and mentoring for 30 years, this is what I've noticed, and this isn't one example. This is hundreds, not thousands of examples. Once a person who doesn't like to read starts listening to books, you know what they start doing? Reading. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. Now, I don't know if it works for every single person, but every successful person I know, it has worked for. So don't feel bad about starting with audiobooks. Get it done. This is super important to me as a consultant and mentor, whatever you want to call it, is you have to get the most out of this information, to master it and to learn it. You really should read the books two or three times and listen to them two or three times. The retention rate from reading a book just once is only like 25-35%. So if you're going to master the material in the book, does it make sense when I say you need to read it two or three times? And understand why this is so important, why it's so powerful. If you can think of Ben Franklin's autobiography. He was, I believe, 84 when he wrote it or finished it. He put 84 years of life lessons and experience into that book. You can read it in a week. Do you get the value of books now? You get 84 years of experience in a week. It would take you 84 years of trial and error to get the lessons that Ben Franklin shared with you in his book. By the way, it's an incredible wealth-building book. It's phenomenal. That's the value of a book. And when you read 10 of them, does it make sense when I say you're getting 10 lifetimes of experience in 10 weeks? Maybe you're a slow reader like I am. It takes you 2 to 3 weeks to read a book. In 30 weeks, less than a year, you've gotten 800 years of experience. 80 times 10. It's just crazy. And then I want to use a fear tactic on you. I want you to be afraid of what I'm about to say. Do you know that most 55-year-olds are dumber than they were at 22? Here's why. 70% of Americans never read a nonfiction book after high school or college. Never read a nonfiction book again. And does your memory get better as you get older or worse? It gets worse, doesn't it? So by 55, you've forgotten a bunch of the stuff you knew at 22. You're dumber than you were at 22. I told you this is painful. And it's a fear tactic because if you don't read, that's what you're doing to yourself. Nonfiction books, by the way. If you don't read nonfiction books, you are not stagnating. You're going downhill. You're forgetting things. You're getting dumber. Now, some of you are going, yeah, but I got the life experience. You know what I say to that? Screw life experience. If you're not already a multimillionaire, guess what your life experience was? Crap. Don't brag about life experience if it didn't get you where you want to go. It was bad or poor life experience. Life experience is not what it's cracked up to be. So if you read and study, keep listening to this show, but I want to make one thing perfectly clear. If you listen to my radio show religiously, and you go to YouTube and you watch these free videos on real estate investing, and you go to biggerpockets.com and you pop your questions in there in the forum, you're going to have about a high school education in building wealth. And I'm being generous. Most people consider Bigger Pockets and the free videos on YouTube a fifth grade education in investing. I'm being generous in saying, no, it's a high school education. But if you want to have a degree, let's go all the way to master's degree in investing, you had better stop trying to get it for free. Don't be greedy, lazy, arrogant. I don't need to take a course. I'll figure this out as I go. Take you 84 years to learn what I can teach you in one day. Make sure you're reading, attending seminars, attending workshops, listening to CDs, listening to audio on your phone. Constantly be pumping your head full of positivity and things that can give you the results from your life that you want. Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about this and move into the other subject right after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Poor and middle class are taught to depend solely on a job for their income. If your only source of income is a job, you're in the highest risk category in America. This J-O-B strategy, just over broke, keeps people poor and middle class. The rich teach their children differently. They teach them to build a second stream of income, almost always with real estate. If you would like to learn how to do this, attend our free 2-hour sample class. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where we've been, and I know I've spent a lot of time stressing it, but I'm telling you that every successful person that I know has a huge library. Huge. They are reading pretty much constantly. And to stay ahead of the game in this business, especially as we age, you've got to keep reading. Reinforce it. Even the same book. If it's been 10 years since you read a book, you better read it again. Don't be arrogant. Oh, I remember everything. No, you don't.
Unfortunately, that's not the way the human brain works. So please, read, read, read. And I got an offer for you. If you'll email me right now, just put book in the subject line, free book, free book, free book in the subject line. I will send you a, oh gosh, what's it called? When a book's over 100 years old, there's a certain edition that is in the public domain. Well, I have a copy of The Richest Man in Babylon that is public domain, and I will send it to you, and you can start reading today. So email me, again, the subject line, free book. Just email me at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. And I'll send you the required reading list with about, I think it's 7 other books that after you finish that one, you can go purchase either audio or the book, or as I recommend, both, and start studying those as well. This stuff will change your life if you use it. Oh, this is a warning. People talk about knowledge being power. It's not. Applied knowledge is power. Applied knowledge is power. You've got to use the material. So if you want that free book, just email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. And just put free book in the subject line. Don't need anything in the email. Just send it. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, this is the section of the show that I said may confuse some people. If you've taken my Saturday class, I bring up the point on multiple occasions, I think it's 3 times, that you should spend 95%+ of your time on making more money. 95%+. And only 2-4% of your time saving. In other words, I'm not talking about putting money aside in savings. I'm talking about people who drive across town to save a dollar on a pound of tomatoes. They cut coupons. They do all this stuff. But I'm about to tell you that you have got to do that 4%. I'm not discounting the importance. Well, I am discounting the importance of cutting coupons or driving across town to save a dollar on tomatoes. People who do that in the United States, you ready for this? The average that they save, these coupon cutters, $200 a month. It's not worth it. You could buy one little rent house and make $700 a month for the rest of your life. Put the coupons down, read a book on building wealth, and go buy some income-producing assets. The 4%, 3%, 2% I'm talking about comes down to a little nasty word, taxes. It is your responsibility, because you love your family, you care about them, and you want the best for them. It is your duty and responsibility to pay the lowest taxes that you possibly can. The problem is, many of you are cheap. You don't want to pay a CPA. You don't want to get professional tax help. You are shooting yourself in the foot. Whether you have one single family rental or you have a 500 unit apartment complex, you are a business person. You are on the path to being a millionaire. To be a business person or to be a millionaire, there's a little trick, not a secret, just a little trick. Do you know you have to start acting like a business person and a millionaire before you'll ever become a business person and a millionaire?
Everybody has it backwards. They're like, oh, as soon as I become a millionaire, I'll start acting like that. Ain't going to happen. Zig Ziglar calls it fake it till you make it. You have to eat, sleep, breathe business. Eat, sleep, breathe millionaire before you'll ever become one. See, the mind becomes the millionaire first. There's a psychological creation before the physical money ever gets to you. Getting a CPA to do your taxes, guess what that is? It's one of those steps. I guarantee you, somewhere between 60 and 70, 80% of you are paying too much in taxes. You're paying too much. And you know why you're doing it? Because you're greedy, cheap, and you won't pay a professional to do it. Have you seen the tax code? It's a book or a set of books taller than me, and I'm 6'3". But somehow you figured it out? Oh yeah, you do your own taxes. You figured out that, you know, 10,000 pages, you understand it, right? So you do your own taxes. Ludicrous, isn't it? At Total Wealth Academy, we have CPAs who are unfreaking believable at this. Nathan Ross, who also has a show here on KSEV Saturdays at 5, has, if I look at 11 apartment complexes he's helped me with, he has saved me hundreds of thousands of dollars, and I pay him $2,000 one year, $5,000 the next to do my taxes. He saved me hundreds of thousands of dollars. I've maybe paid him 30 or 40. Well, let's go 15 years, maybe $45, $50,000. And you know, to give Nathan credit, he's probably saved me over $1 million. So professionals like CPAs do not cost you money. They save you money. So begin thinking professionally. Think like a business person. Think like a millionaire. And the next thing you know, you're going to have your a CPA, because it just makes sense, doesn't it? Doggone it. I will not let me get to my call manager. Let's go to the phone lines. The phone lines are open. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. And let's talk to Tanny. Tanny, did I get your name right?
Yes, hi. That's T-A-N-N-I-E. And thank you, Steve. Listen, I love this program, and I love exactly what you're saying about reading books. I am guilty of not reading books. I have started a book about 3 months ago, and I've only read about 15 minutes, and that's ridiculous. Another thing, too, I read a long time ago that President Reagan, when he was the President of the United States, read a book a week. A book a week.
Yep.
When he was the President of the United States. Secondly, you said something interesting, too, and I've heard this before. I've actually heard you say this before, is that we only retain, we don't retain that much. That's why we have to read it more than once or listen to audio more than once. And I read that a long time ago, that if you're listening to an audio or something, you should actually listen to it 5 times before you really get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I like what you're saying about acting like a millionaire. I'm acting like a millionaire, to tell you the truth, because I'm in the process of rewriting two of my books. And I'm excited about that. And plus, I'm putting a CD together that has our daughter, Rhonda, who died, and who took her own life almost 6 years ago. She was an unbelievable singer. We used to sing as the Gentry family singers. And I'm not trying to advertise us. I'm just saying that I know it's going to be there. I know it's going to be there. And my husband wrote a song called Billy Boy. And anyway, I like everything you said. I have been to one of your conventions or whatever you call them, and they're wonderful. So I encourage people to go, go, go.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That was very kind of you. And again, I'm sorry about your daughter.
That's the second time we lost a son in 1983 also.
Not to suicide.
No. No, okay. He died of an accidental drug overdose. And somebody...
Oh, my God.
And he was home for 10 hours before God told me he was in... God never did tell me he was in trouble when we had time. At 10:15 a.m., October 29, 1983, God said... It wasn't audible, but it might as well have been. He said, Rick is dead. And I knew it was. And the autopsy showed that he died at 10 a.m. God
wow.
had 10 hours to tell me he was in trouble, and he did. I had to work really, really hard on that. Anyway, I'll let you go. Thank you for taking
All right.
my call.
Thank Bye. You, Tani. Sorry to hear about that. Wow. Man, tragedy. I don't know what to say. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. We'll talk more after the break.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking now, oddly enough, because I don't spend a lot of time on taxes. One, I'm not a CPA, so it's very difficult for me to talk about it with any credibility. I do know about depreciation, and I know about the 1031 exchange, so I'll discuss those. But... I mean, when you've got a genius like Nathan Ross, and he is a genius, if you listen to his show, and again, it's on KSEV Saturdays at 5, it's overwhelming. You listen to the hour show, he puts out 100 different ideas, so many that you can't really grasp everything, but it's just like, you realize how complicated doing your taxes correctly is and how having somebody like him on your team would be such a huge advantage. I make a joke to all my members because my members, when they graduate the Saturday class and they decide to consult with me, one of the first things they do is call Nathan Ross, and I warn them. I say, look, if you've got 5 minutes of questions, grab a cup of coffee. You're going to be on the phone for an hour because that's just how Nathan is. He loves to give. It's kind of like this. I called him up once with a question. He goes, well, Steve, you should have asked these 4 questions first before you asked that one. So he answered those 4 questions. Then he answered my question. And before I could even say it, he goes, now you've got more questions, don't you? Here are the answers to those. And he was right. You know, he's just been doing it for so long. He knows what people are thinking. He knows what fears we have about taxes. And he's able to address those and get you past them. And then his tax strategies are just phenomenal. One of the, I've got an article here from the New York Times about why the rich pay such low taxes. And it's a concept called buy, borrow, and die. As weird as that sounds, it basically means you don't pay your taxes till you're dead. How many of you would like that lifestyle? Not a bad lifestyle.
You know, if you think about it, let's say that you had become a real estate investor 20 years ago. As a result of that, your taxes, because of depreciation on your income, would have dropped 50% or thereabout. What if you had 50% of your taxes back from the last 20 years? What kind of financial position would you be in? It's different, isn't it? Well, let's take it one step further. Let's say that 20 years ago, you bought an apartment complex. Over a five-year period, you doubled its value. You bought it for $5 million, sold it for $10 million. You made $5 million bucks. Do you owe taxes on that? Yes. Are you going to pay them? No. You get to keep that $5 million and go buy a bigger apartment complex. Think about that for a minute. What if you had all of your taxes back from the last 20 years? All of them. In one account, working for you and your family. What kind of financial position would you be in? It's different, isn't it? Stunningly different. But once you become a business person, you buy your first piece of real estate, you enter into the lowest tax bracket of any for-profit group in the United States because of that depreciation and the 1031 exchange. It's phenomenal. So my big sales pitch is this, and I'll keep the numbers easy. 95% of your time should be spent building your second stream of income. 95% of your time spent on making more money. 5% of your time should be spent on tax planning. Why do you only need 5%? Because you're not doing it. It's a genius like Nathan Ross or Steve Desperio, any of these CPAs that we have at Total Wealth Academy. Let them do it. They understand that 6-foot tall book of regulations. You'll never do it. Do you really want to read through a, 10,000, 15,000 page book? No, it wouldn't even make sense. So there's my sales pitch. And the part that I warned you was going to be confusing, I hope I've diffused that by saying I still agree with the 95-5 rule. But I wanted to put some emphasis on the 5%. You need to spend that 5%, paying lowest taxes, using trusts, using, protecting your assets, and reducing your taxes to where you pay exactly what you owe and not a dime more. Unfortunately, as I mentioned, most people pay more than they owe. It's just because I know this is harsh. They're lazy, they're greedy, they're cheap, and they do their taxes themselves. I just don't see how anybody listening to this show thinks they're going to understand 16,000 or 15,000 pages of law or regulation, whatever you want to call it. All right, let's get the phone lines open. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay, a bunch of you have emailed me about the book. I will get those books out immediately after the show. Let's see if we've got any questions. Here's one. How can I pay my parents? Getting old and want to retire. They have Social Security. They don't have a Social Security number. They have a TIN, tax ID number. You know what you could do? I think the simplest thing would be to agree to a price and let them owner finance the deal because they've got their house paid in full. There's $300,000 equity, so I guess it's worth $300,000. Yeah, you could, you know, if they'll give you a little bit of a discount to do it so that you're making some money as well as paying them, have them owner finance the deal to you. Doesn't matter if they have a Social Security or ITIN. Owner finance the deal to you, and you make the payments and interest to them directly. Then when they pass, you know, put it on a 30-year note. You could have the debt forgiven. I'm not sure how that would work. But when they pass, that house will be yours, which I assume they want that anyway. Yeah. I tell you what, Jose, I'm going to put you in touch with a real estate attorney that does all my work. He will be able to help you with this, and it won't be expensive. You know, maybe a couple hours, maybe a grand to write this and set it up. And then you're going to need to do a little work on their will. So those are the only two steps I think there are. One, owner finance the property to you. Two, make sure that their will is set up so that when they pass, that debt is forgiven and the house goes to you. Let's see if there's any other questions. Yeah, their idea of taking $200,000 cash out of that deal is not going to work without a Social Security number. They don't have income either. They're not going to get $200,000 out of that house. But, you know, if you owner finance it, they could at least get $2,000 or $3,000 a month income for the rest of their lives. So I hope that helps, Jose. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I really appreciate it. Have a great rest of your afternoon, and remember to live with excellence. Take care.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.